This is a good reminder to tell you all to upgrade. Just do, no fear. The most your 发挥的杀猪养你 啦. I chanced upon this article from Stack Homes. The title very good leh.
Should we sell our freehold condo for 2.2 million leasehold landed instead?
The only correct thing about this sentence
is the spelling.
The rest
don't make any sense to me eh.
And I saw this funny comment in my part 1 video. Wow, this is some next level self-sabotage eh. And you see the picture beside showing a landed property in Verde View
Eric, I got 2.2 million budget. I want to buy landed.
Aiyah, xiao kia, buy semi-side landed. Even ghosts don't even want to stay in the landed because I only recommend freehold landed. And I recommend leasehold condo. But you do topping. You want to challenge the formula. I have better option for you. I will share with you what I will do with your 2.2 million budget. Let's go into my thoughts now. Villa Verde. Okay, for the past 6 months, we have quite a few transactions. And these are all 99. And since their budget is about 2.2, we will be using this kind of size. And I saw these two transactions in early 2026. Is this in the middle? That means there are 70 years lease left. And it is sold for 2.35 million in Feb 2026. I saw one more transaction in this year. Is this one in the middle? It's sold at 2.25 million in Jan 2026. That means the average is about 2.3 million. And if I look at 1 year ago, 2025, let's hope that the price is cheaper. That means they have made money. I saw this transaction, left 71 years lease. And by right, if you buy any good properties, you should make 100,000 per year. It's sold at 2.35 million in March 2025.
Why?
See the price stagnant. Then never mind. Maybe this fella bought high. Never mind. We go 1-2 years ago and check again. And by right, if I check 1-2 years ago, the price should be even lower. And I saw this transaction in 2022, which left 74 years lease left. Also the same size. And it sold for 2.27 million in Sep 2022. So what does this mean?
The fella don't make .
And why? Correct lah, you have your 发挥 leader brain. This is what they are talking about.
Lease decay.
So what you have learned? Very simple, don't touch leasehold landed. If you can't buy a freehold landed, then look out for, very good, leasehold condo lah. I know you want space for your family, but it is all about building wealth. You want space you make money first lah. Then later, then you buy your big property. And those people who want to buy a 99 years lease now right now in 2026 is left 70 years You hold another 4 more years, which is the minimum holding period. Then the next buyer will buy from you left 66 years. Maybe you think it's okay, but I am very concerned and afraid that you may not fetch a good price. Ayah, just buy this whole landed lah. Anyway, money not important to you, right?
Just buy lo.
And in summary, let's see what they have to say. Based on what you have shared so far, neither option is a clear winner when we compare solely based on their price performance. Okay, there will be always struggle to sell in the resale market. This one, I do beg to differ. Walao, a good ones a few days gone already . And this is one of the record leh. You tell me 7 years no one buy you need to really pen some. You need to bless the area already And if the plan is to hold Lilium as an investment property, is it worth asking whether is it the right asset for that role? Investors tend to prefer properties with stronger resale liquidity. Correct. You may want to consider another option. Rather than holding to Lilium, maybe you can sell it. Very good advice. And taking everything together, selling Lilium and buying Villa Verde appears to be an option that most addresses what you have described. This is bad. In short, this is a less of a question of which asset will outperform. Whether landed living better meets your family needs, based on what you have shared, the answer seems to point in one direction. And I saw this interesting comment. How much would they have made if they continue stay at Signature at Yishun? I shared in my last video, I assume they bought in 2017 and they sold in 2022. Bought 2017, this size, sold November 2022. Wow, made 500,000. So how much would they make more if they didn't sell in 2022 and they kept it till today, 2026? Bought 2017, sold 2026, this size, 650,000. That means they have made 150,000 more. And since they have bought the shit condo, they need to include other costs like selling of Signature. When they buy Lilium, buyer stamp duty. And not to forget, in order to sell such a difficult property they need to pay very high agent fees to get rid to the next high. They need to make at least 300,000 more in order to break even or make some money by upgrading.
So sometimes,
keeping your good property is better than you upgrade to a lousy property. So how to make sure you always choose the right property? Then you need to learn learn from mistake and don't do it again. So now, what can I value add to this person's portfolio? Actually, this case very simple one. If this person I know as a friend or you come for consultation, if you tell me your budget is 2.2 million, you have a lot of options. But if you want to buy new launch, number one, you can only buy a 3-bed 2-bath, usually no storeroom in OCR region. But if you go for resale,
creme de la creme.
So many choices. Number two, you can try resale 4-bedroom in OCR, 2 sizes bigger than your new launch, or plenty of 3-bed 3-bath in OCR. And the good news to you, you can even get a 3-bed 2-bath with storeroom in the city fringe area. So by now you should know the difference. I give solution and I can pinpoint exactly where are the performing projects.
Hey, let me howl in a bit
I do this for 17 years And the best of all, I will not bring you to an area that you don't want to stay. You like Gombak, you like Choa Chu Kang, I believe you like the west also. So I recommend a west property for you, 3-bedroom as well. I just show you any one example. See, recently 3-bedder 1.89 million. See, it's within your budget. And most importantly, got make money or not? Let's look at 1 year ago. Around October 2024, same size, 1.65 million. See, you make good money also. Oh yeah, and 2.2 million budget. Can buy a city fringe 3-bedder also. See, during Jan, this size, 2.2 million. City fringe not the lao QQ This is less than 10 years old. Got make money? Of course lah. Eric choose one. Confirm make what? I show you what is 1 year ago price. I found somewhere except 2024, same size, 2 million only what? Wow, that means 1 year plus you make 200,000 I told you already, many times resale outperform new launch. See, there are so many good resale performing good deals out there. So you want to learn I have an upcoming webinar touching about new launch and resale. I'll put the link somewhere here and I'll also put the link in the comment section below. Do attend and learn from there. But if you want size, let's go for 4-bedroom. I anyhow choose one good one And this project is less than 8 years old. October 2025, 4-bedder, 2.18 million. Walkable to MRT station. Not bad, right? And even in other OCR areas, October 2025, 4-bedder, 1.98 million. And see whether got make money or not. 4-bedder, very hard to find transactions. Let's use a 2 year ago transaction. Sep 2023, same size, 1.722. You see, 100 a year. 2.2 confirm can buy. 4-bedder, 2.26. You see the performance just in 1 year? Around November, same size, 2.1. Got make money one. See, with all these good options, number one, it fulfills what you want, size. And number two, it fulfills not your cute, deluxe cute project. These are definitely half of the age that you shortlisted. Some of these is 10 years old, some of them are less than 10 years old. And number three, the most importantly, all these properties are performing, means you are baking your hua kui bigger and bigger. At the end of the day, this hua kui pass to who? Also pass to your kids one ma. This is called generational wealth. That's why your kids will be giant hua kui ma. If today you buy the wrong property again, which I think is easily for you to make the same mistake, you will pass down to your kid a rotten cai tao kui. I hope you like this kind of video. How I react to some of the things that I saw online. I like to give solution. I want to give value. At the end of the day, I wish everyone to bake the right hua kui bigger and bigger. If you do not want to make any mistakes, do remember to subscribe and I will see you in the next video. Music, when the bass gets bumping up in the club.